Hard to believe it, he still looks so good, but Kermit the Frog turns 50 today. 50 years of being green. We have a birthday tribute from Morning Edition senior producer Barry Gordimer, who is also a puppeteer.
Kermit was born in 1955 in Washington, D.C. He was created by a University of Maryland student named Jim Henson. Henson was launching a new television show on the local NBC station.
Sam and Friends. Brought to you by SK.
Sam and Friends featured a cast of strange-looking puppets. One of them was a lizard-like creature named Kermit.
Yes, indeed, but let's not be quite so formal. Why don't you just call me Kermit, and I'll call you, what would you like me to call you?
Chet Huntley, NBC News, New York.
Oh, okay, Chet Huntley. Tell me, as a news...
Sam and Friends was only 5 minutes long and aired just before The Tonight Show, but it gained a cult following with adults. The original Kermit was made from an old coat that belonged to Jim Henson's mother. Eventually, Kermit was made out of foam rubber and fleece and transformed into a frog. And, well, you know what happened next.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Muppet Show!
Kermit, Miss Piggy, and their Muppet co-stars were so captivating, it was easy to forget they were puppets. At the peak of the Muppets' fame, Kermit hosted The Tonight Show and handed out Oscars at the Academy Awards, much like a distant relative had done just a few years before.
For $5, our spaceship will fly you to Mars.
Is that so?
Yeah, $5. It's an unscheduled flight. Oh, I see.
You mean it has to be loaded before it'll take off?
Yeah, and so do the passengers.
In the 40s and 50s, the biggest star in Hollywood was a wooden puppet. Charlie McCarthy and ventriloquist Edgar Bergen had the number one show on radio for 20 years. Americans accepted Charlie as a real boy. Kermit gave us something real as well. The Muppet menagerie of bears, pigs, and monsters found ever more ridiculous ways to get on each other's nerves. Yet there was always an undercurrent of affection, led by Kermit, the frog who showed us the best of human nature. Happy birthday, Kermit.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side?
Barry Gordimer is a senior producer for Morning Edition and a puppeteer, though not necessarily in that order.